Check. Hey, dang, my hair is wild. It's crazy. Hey, welcome to the first episode of Corsaro Music Podcast. Getting it going. I'm starting it. This is day one. Day one, full speed ahead. I quit my day job last week on Friday. Well, I didn't quit it on Friday. I put in my 2 weeks a couple weeks before that. And then Friday was my last day. If you stick around for more episodes of the podcast, you'll probably hear more of the story. I won't give everybody the backstory now, because this is just the intro, the first in the series. But I had a day job for a while during the pandemic. It was a rough pandemic. Talk about that in future episodes. But the pandemic was real rough for musicians, for everybody, but musicians also, speaking from my experience and the circle I'm in, had to get a day job for a while to survive, had to move a lot. But it really made me reevaluate how I was approaching my career, my music career, and what I really needed and wanted to do to get to the next level. So today is day one of level two. Well, I say level two. Level two of being an entrepreneur. I was always a sideman for a while, playing with other people, getting calls to play with people, and doing cool stuff. And like, I like being a sideman. It's a lot of fun. You're always doing something different, but it's easy. It's easy to sit around and wait to get calls. And if you get calls, you don't really have to do much other than play the gig to keep getting calls. But when the calls stop, you're shit out of luck and there's nothing you can do. Then you got to start making the phone calls and writing the emails. So that's what this whole journey, my Corsaro Music business, is going to be about. Taking my career into my own hands and not waiting for the calls. I want to be making the calls. So, episode one of the Corsaro Music Podcast is breaking the ice for the future of that, which over this last weekend actually happened. I'm really excited about this past weekend. We're going to talk a little bit about it. Started my solo project a few years ago. Well, I had the idea for my solo project a few years ago. Call it Gnarly Parker. It's like, because what I was just saying, I hated waiting around for calls, and when the calls don't come, there's no work. So wanted to get my own project together that I could start booking and making money on and having fun with, and performing for people. But I was always like too nervous to go out and do it. And this pandemic, like, nobody cares how you feel about anything, you know? It's like, the only person that cares how you feel about something is you. And until you realize that, no one's going to come around and give things to you because they think you're feeling a certain way. Like, if you want something, you have to go out and take it, you know? You can't worry about what other people think or say. You just have to do it, so... For drummers, which I play a few different instruments, but drums is my main instrument. For drummers, it's way harder. Like, guitar players can play a solo guitar gig, you know. There's a lot of different sounds you can make. You can get a crowd of people to listen to one person play guitar for hours, and that's fine. You can get a crowd of people to listen to a piano player play solo piano, or even sing and play piano. But nobody wants to listen to a drummer just play drums for hours, other than other drummers. Or if you're in a drum circle, but drum circles are kind of lame. Fight me. I was trying to figure out a way to make this solo drum idea I had palatable and cool. There's a few drummers out there that are doing it. They're like Nate Wood. I mean, he's... If you've never heard of Nate Wood, literally from another planet, I don't know about literally, but if you go check out Nate Wood, is insane. Hang on, let me put this on the screen. Try and do some on-the-fly editing. Nate Wood. Here we go. If you're watching the video, Nate Wood. Moving it around a little bit. Nate Wood, he's a monster. Hang on. Little coffee sip ASMR. Hang on. There we go. Yeah, Nate Wood does a solo project that's insane. He plays drums and bass and synthesizers and sings, and he's a monster. But other than him and D'Anthony Parks, D'Anthony Parks is another killer who does the solo drum thing. But there's like less than five drummers, I think, doing. So unless you're homeless, playing on the side of the street with buckets, which I have been before and did before. It's more about that pandemic stories. But yeah, unless you're doing that, nobody wants to listen to a solo drummer. Unless it's cool. So I took a little bit of these ideas that Nate Wood was doing, D'Anthony Parks was doing, other guys like Josh Dion. I actually got a lesson from him. He was on tour with his group Paris Monster, and he came to town, and I hit him up, and I was like, hey, you teach lessons, I'll pay you to come over and give me a lesson. And he did. We talked, we shot the shit. I asked him about his setup and his rig and how he tours and what it was like preparing for all that. And the advice he gave me was like boiled down to like, just buckle up, strap in, because you're going to be doing it. If you really want it, you're going to be doing it in a while. So there's nothing else I can think that I want to do. So I dove in head first, right into the deep end. And that moment led me to this last weekend where everything that I wanted to achieve before the pandemic, once the pandemic hit, I was like, if I don't start now, I'm never going to do it. So I just stuck to my guns, stuck to my principles, decided on what I wanted, and went out to try and get it. And long story short, I got in touch with some people. I met some people. The comedy scene that's moving back, or that not moving back, but moving to Austin. I always imagined having like the old school variety shows, like where there's music and comedy and dancers and big events like TV talk shows. Comedians come on, the band plays the music when comedians come on. I just always imagined that being a part of my life. And this last Saturday, my buddy Trevor is a comedy show promoter and booker, puts shows together. He's been doing it for years and put shows together for some of my favorite comedians, and got in touch with him. We became buddies and asked him if I could play my solo set at one of his comedy shows. And we hooked it up. We made it happen. And this last Saturday, I got to play my set, like 30 or 45 minutes of original music that I wrote. The setup was a little weird. There was no sound guy. So, like, luckily, I've been playing so long and I've been in the business so long. Like, you never assume people will have what you need. It goes back to like, if you want something, you got to take it, you know, like assuming everybody knows what assuming does. But when you show up to work or show up for an event and you just think someone else is going to take care of something for you, it never happens. So I had to bring everything I needed for my solo show, which I'll break down in future videos because it's pretty complicated. But brought everything I needed, set it up, found out that I wasn't going to be going through the house, so I had to run through my one little Mackie powered speaker, like a PA speaker. Luckily, it didn't blow, but it smelled like it was about to blow. I've never smelled a speaker almost melt before. It was pretty wild, but the balance was good. I could hear it. I'll do a rundown of that project in a future video. I'll make a video about it. And eventually I'm going to put up some performance footage. You can check it out on Instagram. That's where I'll post stuff first. But yeah, that speaker was going to melt. Luckily we made it. And I played the walk-on music for the comedians going up and down. It was a great show. I didn't really play the show out, but it was my first gig with that configuration. So I had to work out the kinks. I was nervous. I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know if anything was going to break or not work. And kind of, it was like a 50-50. Like, everything went fine, but everything that I thought could have gone wrong was on the verge of collapsing. Like, if it could have gone wrong, it started to go wrong. And I caught every issue before it became a huge issue. So the whole gig was, it was a ride. It was fun. Got my feet wet. I'm ready for the next one. That's the thing. I didn't really feel too amped up. I wasn't like full of energy, ready to go for the next one. Like, I was, all I could do was think about the things I wanted to change for the next one. So I think that's a good sign. You know, when you feel how much fun you had, but you're thinking about how to make it better, I think that's a good place to be. That's a good sign. So I'm glad that happened this weekend. And then that was Saturday. Sunday, I usually play Mozart's on Sundays with Chloe Yahtzee. We've been doing that for a while. She's incredible, but she couldn't do it. She had some other gigs and was taking some time off for a couple months in the summer. So I got my buddy Elliot Liebman, to come out and play. And it's the first gig we played in years, but the first gig he played since the pandemic. And he got a day gig too. We were talking a lot about our different situations, and it's crazy. But dusting off the cobwebs of being an entertainer or a performance artist, it's when you do it for so long, you take for granted how the event is supposed to flow, you know? So we were trying to come up with tunes, trying to remember all the tunes we could play together, because he sings, I don't sing. So all the songs with lyrics that he hasn't remembered for years. It was fun. People liked it. We didn't make as much in tips as we thought we would, but at a place like that with Mozart's, I don't know who's listening to this or if you've ever been to Mozart's down in Austin, but it's a really, really cool vibe. But people, it's almost like a relationship with the crowd. Like, the crowd really gets to know. The way Chloe had it set up is like the crowd gets to know the artist, and then people usually come to see specific artists. So it's pretty cool. It's a really good vibe she's got going on there. Still making changes and upgrades, and it's constantly upgrading, which is good. Like, you can change things, and then like stuff fades away, or it's not as good, or it helps. It takes away from one aspect to add to another, but so far all the changes they've been doing post lockdown, accommodating more live music, all the changes seem to be creating a overall better environment, which is great. Let's see. And then that was Sunday. Today's Monday. Monday the 19th. July 19th. That's the month. Yeah. I think that's about it. This is the very first episode of Corsara Music Podcast, and that was the weekend that started it. So I'm happy it happened. If you're interested in finding more information about Corsaro Music, the things I do and offer, check out my website. You can go to www.corsaromusic.com. I've got links to Patreon and Instagram and everything there. I have a blog on the website. I'm going to post all the podcast episodes up there along with other places. The mailing list, you can sign up for the mailing list because my only social media right now is Instagram, and I kind of only post that stuff there that's like that I really want to highlight. Like, that's not my main social media. My website, I want to be my main social media. So I'm going to post blogs there. I'm going to write blogs. I'm going to post these podcast episodes. I have a lessons tab if you want to take lessons. You can get some more information there on how you want to take them. You can take them online. I teach off a practice pad online just because with drums, it's trying to talk into a mic while you're playing drums. It's not easy, but the practice pad, that's the great equalizer. So there's so much you can do on a pad that if you can't, if you're a drummer and you don't own a practice pad, you need to get out. I'm just gonna be real. Get yourself a practice pad or go find a phone book or something. Like, you know, you gotta jam. You gotta pad jam. There's tons of awesome practice pads out there you can get. And this one right here, I've had, you can see the coffee stain on it. Like, it's so good. It doubles as a coaster. I've had this since I was 14 years old. I'm 31 right now. So you buy it once and you never need another one. That's Vader. You can get a real feel. You can get an HQ. You can get Ludwig, makes some cool ones. I've met Pat Petrillo before. Badass drummer, badass dude. He's got this practice pad. I forgot what it's the brand name, but it's got like four different sound and rebound zones. It's pretty cool. You can buy a stand for it. You can put your coffee in. Get yourself a pad. Start taking lessons. Go to CorsaroMusic.com. for more information. The Patreon, if you sign up for the highest level tier I have, it's only $20 a month, but it's my coaching tier. If you're interested in advancing your music endeavor, if you're already a musician and you want to expand your knowledge or get some information on the industry or kind of pick my brain about the experience I have playing music for 25 years, I've been playing music live in churches, in other countries, at large festivals, at small festivals, at big venues and tiny restaurants, anything. Any questions you have, feel free to hit me up on the Patreon. If you sign up for that coaching session, that's $20 a month and you get a 20-minute monthly coaching session. So I do those coaching sessions on Discord. When you sign up for the Discord, or excuse me, when you sign up for the Patreon, I have a few tiers, but any tier you enter will get you into the Discord, which is cool. It's like my Corsaro Music community. But certain tiers, I have rooms, private rooms in the Discord that you can unlock with more Patreon tiers. But basically, it's $2 to get in, $20 for the monthly coaching session, and I've got tiers in between that range with different benefits. So that's something cool to check out if you're on a flexible schedule or a schedule that is always changing. You can never really lock down a time, but you still want some guidance, professional music guidance. Lessons, all the information's on the website. You can check it out there. Anyways, that's it for episode one of Corsaro Music Podcast. Thanks for coming by. Thanks for listening, and hope to see you around soon. All right, y'all. Take care.